Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Now, listen to me as we play along for the next 20 minutes. That the scriptures cannot be broken. There are certain things that don't answer to crying. They answer to discovery. And not just discovery, they answer to mastery. Because you can discover something and yet not master it. Look at that scripture. He said, I will stand upon my watch. What is my watch? The watch is that place where watchmen stand. It's that place at the top of a building where they stand and they can see trouble afar off. Every other person in the city just buying and selling and doing their thing. But when you are at the top of the watch, when it's your shift, you don't sleep. One thing that is significant of watchmen is that when it is their watch, they don't sleep. That season calls for alertness. And that's why Satan will many times bring warfare and battles to not just to weaken you, but especially in your season of alertness, that season when you need to be awake spiritually. So this guy said, I will stand upon my watch, signifying that it is possible to be on duty but not be at your watch. I will stand upon my watch is a deliberate decision. I will have a better 2021 is a deliberate decision. It's not a wish. It's not a prayer point, sir. There are certain things we've prayed about. We didn't see anything. I will stand upon my watch and set myself where? Upon the towers. It is when I do these things, two things, that I will be able to watch, to see. The watch and the tower, there are places where there are uncrowded places. You don't really find crowd there. Because everybody prefers to assume that everything is fine. But those are the places marked for intercessors. Those are the places marked for those who need definite guidance from God. There are churches that God has raised in this end time as tower churches. They are tower churches. They are watchtowers. They are lighthouses. People may be going to other places, but they know that when there's a crisis, that's where to go to. People know. Don't assume people don't know. Are you hearing me? I said people know. People know if their pastor is not fasting. People know. They'll be greeted, Pastor, the Lord is good. We can see all around you the glory of the Lord. They are talking about your pot belly. They know. They know when they go for occasions and pastor has eaten and is taking second round. They know. And then I say, Pastor, then there's a cooler in the car. They know. They saw the way you smiled. When you learned that there's something still in the boot, you smiled. People know. Don't kid yourself. People know. People know where the answers are. People know those who carry the unction. People know. People have been making noise, shouting, Papa Edipo's name. Did you hear Buhari talk? People know. It's the small, small boys that are talking. Hey, people know. They know those who spend their time on the watches. They know those who spend their times on the tower. They know those who go there not to sleep, but watching to see what he will say. That was the experience this man had. Because in the realm of the spirit, expectation is always the key to unlocking mysteries. Expectation. You want to see vision? Expect it. He said, desire and covet earnestly the best gift. Some things don't answer just to prayer. They answer to desire. He said, a man through desire, having separated himself, intermeddled with all wisdom. I think it's Proverbs 18:1. I'm talking to you how to walk your way out of any mess into progress in 2021. Take me back to my scripture. So, what are we talking about here? Here is a prophet. He said, when I decide to separate myself, I am separating myself to see what he will say. Huh? I don't come assuming I know what he will say. There was a brother that came when this church just started. He came, he called me and he said, he's a member of this church now, anyway. So he said that God told him to call me. Call him from another city. He said God said he should call me. His life was at a standstill. Graduate, NYC, everything. Homeless, nothing. And I just told him, I said, come to Lagos. I could have prayed for him, but the word is clear. Come to Lagos. The problem many of us have is that many times God tells us something, we begin to negotiate the instruction, thinking that God, as usual, always understands. If Saul, after being anointed, refused to obey the instruction to journey and then prophesy among the prophets and take that entire cleansing process, the throne will reject him from the first day. You will not see the connection. Just the way some people now are hoping that simply because the calendar year changed, it means the year will change. It may still be in 1974. And when it came, I remember that day, I'm not sure we were even up to 15. That in those days, we used to know everybody. In those days, once a certain number of people come in, we know there's nobody coming again. So we just, you know. There's a woman then that used to come with her child, even from Ikorodu or somewhere then. One drop some woman like that. And she always comes, just maybe when we are sharing the grace or something. She now says, Pastor, I want to see you. And then she start talking about her family problem, how they want to kill her and this thing. You know, I told people there are some things I'm not doing this year. I'm not settling family quarrel. But I have to listen to her. You know, the interesting thing is that if we were 11 that morning, she comes with her daughter. So I tell them, they add those two people. Say, add them. Because there are days in your vision, you need those numbers to encourage you. Do you understand what I'm saying? After all, she still took my time. And I still had to repeat myself. The same thing I said last week. So, I add her, she came. Even though I still gave her transport fare back, the whole offering we gave it to her, but it's okay. See, counter. And when the brother came, I said to him, because I had to ask the Lord, what should I tell him? I asked him to come. The Lord said, go and tell him. And that's the first time the Lord has ever asked me to do something like that. I don't I don't do it. I don't care. I mean, like, talk is cheap. So I told him, I said, Lord said you should go and sow a seed for your next season. Whatever it is, go and do it. Anywhere you like, if you, you know, get there. But tell the pastor praying for you that this is why you are doing this. That somebody told you, go and do this. And he did. The bottom line here is that it's not really his story that is my interest. What trips me about that young man is that at some point he came to me and he said, I want to leave Lagos. And I said to him, it's not my job to tell you where to live or not. But the instruction you received was move to Lagos. Regardless of your suffering, you have to stay where the last instruction came. This is where many of us make mistakes and we are still praying in disobedience. We knew what God said. And then we are hoping that the passage of time, we allow that word fade away. He said, my word that I have spoken shall not what? He said, until it has performed the reason for which it has been sent. That means every time God speaks, he sends his word on an assignment. That word cannot come back and say, I didn't achieve it. So the word will stay at your door. And why many of you are saying, I keep having this dream? It is not God. It is the word that has been pursuing you for 20 years. Recreating your dreams to the point where you will just wake up one day and say, Father, I have agreed. I will marry her. The girl you are having a dream about may not even care the hoot about you. She may not care a hoot about you. When I ask my wife, I say, Alpha, I think I like you. We need to get married. If she just look at me. I say, what about those girls around you? Well, you didn't see any good person among them. I say, I don't know. I don't even like you. We didn't like each other now. It's not like we are in each other. I mean, I even think she's a very proud person. Even though she thinks I'm the one that is proud, but it's okay. But we don't even like, we don't send each other. One day she was escorting me. I was trying to take a bus. I was traveling. So she escorted me. I was in the car. And then she was outside. And then somebody passed by us and said, are you guys siblings? I said, oh. Meanwhile, I proposed to her. Then she has not said yes. So in those days, I don't know when you got born again. In those days, what they used to teach us is that if somebody is your spouse, after some time, you'll be looking alike. So this person just didn't know us, so he just passed. I'm like, are you guys siblings? I say yes. Yes. I say yes. I say this confirmation. Oh boy. We had an 8-year courtship, and by March to be 11 years again. So the story is that you don't know who you like. You are only looking at shape. You don't know who you like. You just assume. You just assume. There is something that compels a man to look beyond the aesthetics and goes all the way to Ebonyi or Abakaliki or somewhere to marry. When you have stayed on the watchtowers, when God has brought all the animals, checking your appetite, whether it is God-like or animal-like, when God begins to check your intentions, then you will begin to see what he says, and he will begin to bring you reproof and correction. Many times for God to speak, he will first break down and uproot. The challenge is that we want God to speak, but we don't want to be corrected. Verse 2. Finally, when God speaks, what did he say? He said, write the vision. He has not showed him anything. Prepare, I'm about to speak. Don't behave like you have a magical brain. That's why I said this year, if you are coming to me for counseling, if you don't come with your notebook, I will not speak to you. I need to be sure I'm talking to a real person. Some people, you know, they are like, there's one film, I, Robot. You know, okay, you people don't watch him. You watch African Magic. There's one film, I, Robot. There are some applications you want to log in. They'll say, confirm you are not a robot. I log in myself. Why are you asking me if do I look like a robot? But he's asking me to still tell them that I'm not. So I say, okay, I'm not a robot too. Then he say, okay, look for traffic sign. You're looking for... They always say, you now realize that traffic sign is not as easy as it is. Sometimes you find yourself picking the wrong thing. They take you back. You're a robot. Go back. Go back. You're a robot. Go back. Say, write their vision. What did he say? Write the vision. Make it plain upon what? Table. Table. You see? With each tablet comes greater clarity. Keep writing. For 2021 to be different, you cannot work without vision. And please do not begin to think about success, motivation, and all of that. I'm not even there at all. Many say they have a vision. And sincerely, I say this to the shame of those of us who say we are very spiritual. Many of the most strategically inept people I know. People that when they talk to you about their vision, the only thing they can talk to you about is their vision. If you ask them, how are we going to get there? They say, God knows. We are going to get there. The only thing they can tell you is this is the vision. They have spiritual people. Spiritual people. People would think that a vision will happen simply because God said so. Foul. It's not everybody that will be lucky to be an Elijah. But look at Elijah, who had no mentor. How long it took him to get to the point he got to. For the better part of his adult life, God hid him. Because God was the one training him. Let me give you an example. If I ask OC Daniel, they asked me to come preach in Abuja, I can't go. Please, can you help me go there? The person who invited me has agreed that I can send him down. Now I ask him to go. If OC Daniel goes there and begins to preach about how Goliath killed David, and then David resurrected, and then it was now Joshua that came and finally... Who killed who, actually? Okay, it was the lion that killed Samson. No. Whatever. Read it anyhow. Will they have an issue with him? When you allow yourself not to be under covering, there is nobody to validate you. There is nobody on who people can take a risk on to give you a platform. And then you will be sitting here saying, ha, God, when will my time come? When will my time come? Your time will never come. Because the other channel available where there is no platform given to you, or where there is no covering given to you, is that you will have to die like a seed and spend many years in the soil, so that when you come out, you are as dead as dead. you are only able to do what God will allow you to do. That's why when people call me and say, some people think I'm wicked. I'm not wicked, I just became more fame. When people call me and say, people that are not committed in any church, and pastor want to get married, though, just say, we should tell you. I'll say, congratulations, the Lord will go with you. Because if I answer you, I am reinforcing your righteous living. God was going to use Paul to reach the world, but he ensured that Paul still came and submitted to Peter. Despite the fact that it was Peter's mandate, they took and gave to him. He still told Paul, go and submit. And Paul got there and said, this is what I am teaching. And they checked it and said, okay. Then I said, Peter, and I said, let me add one thing. The issue of consuming food offered to idols, and you know, just touch here. You know, because it won't be good that your staff brings a report to you, a memo. You will still try to correct to show that your tenses are very poor. You know, you need to just make it not be like, say, as you bring it, and so we just signed it. Go on. He will now mark it to the Bible so that you will have to go and reprint. You know that kind of ogre? He just says, no. There's too much space in between here. Go and close up this. Do you still have the soft copy? Yeah, like, well, you could have just said it now. Why do you have to? He will just mark it and say, I have told you, when you put the designation below the name. You know? Put the and then there must be alignment. He's looking at, in your mind, you know what? He's just doing it deliberately. So Peter just came and said, you didn't talk about the issue of idol worship. Okay, I want to add that to your vision. Now you call me. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now you call me. Is it because I came to you? You have lost your calling, you know. I'm talking about the things that make some visions never start. It's not because you are not called. It's not because you are not gifted. But you must first of all capture the vision clearly. Number two, the vision must be so clear that if you die today and anybody reads it, they must be able to run with it. That means your vision must be transferable. Your vision must be what? Transferable. Let him that readeth what? Run. Next verse. You see, because we have started again now. Some people are the same method we used last year and didn't work. It is when you start, you will now realize that the easiest part of your vision is to say God told you. One of the greatest challenges with vision is standing there and insisting that God spoke to you. Come on now. Standing there and saying, this is business. God told me to start it. But nobody is buying anything. Nobody is asking for anything. There's one woman in my estate there, one old woman. I don't know, she always looks very scary. I don't know why they put her there. Because she reminds me of this, I'm sorry to say, with due respect, but she reminds me of all these Yoruba witches, you understand? Like, in all these Yoruba films. I'm scared. I don't even greet her, I just pass. The day I greeted her, she greeted me well. But you know, hey. She greeted me well. But I'm always the front of the shop looking so dirty. And she's the owner of the building, like four flats or six flats. The place looks very dirty. So I go to the malam outside. God, I want to see just and sweeps and But it's a reflection of the vision. You have to take care of the vision first. A day will come, the vision will take care of you. You're not going to be a world. Do you know how long Nathan Bassey has been singing? That nobody even asked him that, what are you selling? Or is it my friend in just how many? There was one program they used to do every year in ABU then. One concert every year then. I used to go for that concert. You see, because many of you will be required by heaven to start a project. Maybe something about your business, maybe something about your ministry, maybe something, you know, moving your life forward. But there will be challenges. If the vision is not clear to you, you just wake up one day and you will pack up and you will go. And people will be saying, do you know the problem? Now is that you would have, you didn't know how much impact you've made. You only saw the challenges. So the day you evacuated and moved, you left a harvest for whoever comes in there to just pick up. Let me give you an example. When we are going to start Lekki Church, I'll say this and then I'll round up. And there was a pastor in that hotel where we were using. I call him Pastor T. So Pastor Tonero, yeah, that's his name, Pastor Tonero. So we wanted to take the hall, and then Pastor Tonero, they told us Pastor Tonero was here. That I said, what's his church about? So he's preaching success, Loroko. So he's preaching success and all of that. So I said, okay, we thank God. People need to succeed. They said that the first day that church started, he got 2 dozens of chairs. That's 24. After about 2 weeks, he changed it to 1 dozen. After 1 week, 6 chairs, then 3 chairs, then he now sit in a circle. So I became concerned and I asked Ego, I said, let's reach out to this pastor and know what the problem is. So I called him and I said, Pastor, my name is Binga. I hear you are the senior pastor. He said, yeah. Oh, Lua. He said, yeah. I said, please, we want to come and rent one of the halls in that place. We need your advice, sir. Is there a problem in that area spiritually? He said, well, you know, we are even moving now. We just got another bigger place. I put it on, I say, go, this man is not ready for work. So I got his counsel. I said, don't worry, place is okay. No. I said, this guy looks like he has made it. I'm not feeling the passion of soul winning ever. I'm not feeling anything. I said, about evangelism, whatever the guy said, yeah. The same place. So I told Ego, we must not go in the way this man went. Huh? We must not go in where. When you see those, if you see the rainstorm that sweeps your mates, sweeps them away, kills them, and then it only removes your cap, it's giving you a warning that if you are not careful, I will sweep you away. So we are praying. The same, I told you, I said we are going to test this thing. And for those of you who have been in church long enough, you know that the way we have proved our presence anywhere, it's not by signboard. When we came to this building, we were in this building for more than 1 year. We didn't put one signboard outside. Because a building, a place is not known because of signboard. It must be known in the spirit realm first. Even that your business, that thing you want to do or you are doing or whatever it is, until the heavens open and announce you there. That's why you must be a man of the watchtower. You will pray until it cracks and opens. So we put this, when we got there, we prayed, did the prayer work, and Pastor Ego, and then we put the banner outside. Now, this is the thing. In that church, sometimes they have as much as 10 first-timers that they didn't invite. Do you know what happens? Someone just passes, like, then goes to the security. Is this church really in this building? Say yes. Show me. And that's why in less than 2 months, they were sitting 30. The same place. You must take responsibility for your vision and stop expecting that simply because God said it is going to happen. The difference between you today and your next level is your commitment to what He has said. Don't romance the word of the Lord. Embrace it. Listen to me. For all of you women who are called to ministry, I said it's an around up. There is a great vacuum that is already available now for ministry for women. You know this guy in is it Malaysia or Singapore? How fine boy. Joseph Prince. You know him? How fine boy. Preaching grace. Amen. I will go and visit him. I like the guy. He's very young. You won't know he's an old man. He's very young. Our money is good. You won't age. They asked him a question one day. And he said, if you are not a member of this church, you will never know that I, Joseph Prince, do not counsel women. With all that grace, he's preaching. For we have the grace of God. You are forgiven. You can't lose your salvation. For the love of Christ is shed. Hallelujah. You see him in that jacket. Say, I know they can't say women. Say, I know my limit. Say, I'm not that strong. Huh? Say, what about the grace of God? I know they can't say woman. You know the hear word. He said, if it's older, old, young, baby, I know they do. Okay, so who we can? He said, go to the women ministers. If they advise you, if Agnes advise, don't like, leave the church. Sometimes when ladies talk to me about certain things, I put a pencil inside my ear, inside, and I block it. Because the way my brain works is very graphic. So I will be seeing things. But you must not know that I'm shaking. Or that it's very graphic. So I block. I start thinking of a song. So you think I'm listening to you. I'm thinking about Lucky Dube. Because if I think of Christian song, the thing will not work. Think of Lucky Dube. Some of you don't know Lucky Dube is my friend. So, your ministry is needed. Your ministry is needed. Your ministry is needed. That's why, like Ose said, serve the Lord in 2021. Then see him solve your own problem. The key of vision is one of the most powerful keys that God will put in your hands. When he said to Peter, I will give you the keys of the kingdom. It wasn't one key. Multiple keys. So, I know you've heard about vision. But I want you to hear it from this perspective. A vision doesn't work except you walk it. Like this, my brother now, and that powerful experience he had. If he continues in that path, then after 4 years, you see him. He doesn't look like the old Kamsi you used to know. He's stronger spiritually. He's more stable. Some of the things he tried to say and he didn't have the words for it, he now has clarity and depth. And then you are wondering, wow, Kamsi, you have changed. He has changed because you refuse to change. But if we are all growing up together, I shared that prayer strategy with everybody. I can bet my last 10 kobo in a providence that many of you didn't do anything about it. Go and pick that thing. What I supposed to do now is write a book with it and then force you to buy it so that your money will not waste. You read it. But if he understood what I said, or you want me to come and tell you that in the next 3-4 months, the economy of Nigeria will collapse, there will be a third wave, so everybody will be afraid, then you start praying. There's no need. The situation is already bad. Even when we were at something, I told Igo that I saw the number rise as high as 75,000, and now it's already 80-something. So, but that one is not news, because what we are looking for is good news. Abi, is that not why you come to church? For good news. So if I'm telling you that the number is going to get to 120 now, how have I helped your faith? Make a decision to run with vision, not by emotion. Be guided by instruction. Everything that the Lord has said to you, the keys to your success is in those words. And don't be emotional about it. When we come back for second service, I'll share with you one or two more powerful keys that can work with this vision and get you ready. But finally, I say to you, rise to your feet. Finally, I'm going to say to you, regardless of where you are right now in your life, you can go forward this year. Say amen.
Amen.
You can go forward this year once you decide to apply these keys. The Lord bless you as you do so in the name of Jesus. Now, in 1 minute, I want you to pray and ask that the Lord will cause His divine intentions for you to become clear. That every part of this vision that, or every part of His will for your life that is not clear, that the Lord will breathe upon your heart and these things will become clear. That these things will become clear. Together what Pastor said, shared with us this morning and what you have heard today, I want you to ask the Lord for clarity. And not just clarity, the ability to take a step walking towards that which has been revealed.